What is up, beautiful people, and welcome to season 2, episode 42 of Late with Nate. As always, I want to say thank you for all the new listeners and the OGs, of course. And I want to welcome you all to the season finale of season 2. That's right. I will be starting the new season 3 as usual on December 20th. So I am very grateful and humbled to be able to continue my legacy and my time capsule. Because again, like I told my listeners in the very beginning, sometimes in life, you know, we spend so much time trying to do everything for everybody else that we forget about ourselves and everyday life. And then we try to make up with it, big gestures. But for me, doing things like my music, my podcast, writing my book, these things are self-love affirmations that I do for myself on a monthly basis just to heal, you know, that type of trauma. And you know, I have been, it's been a whirlwind this year. I had to make a few changes, but I honestly must say I think my autism and ADHD was kicking in when I made season 1, because I was just so excited and I was just pumping out story times and current events and politics, and then I really just had to reevaluate everything. I just want to talk about me. You know, everybody knows about everybody else, but we really don't talk about that inner person, that inner conflictions that we all seem to suffer every day. Like, the more I talk about mental health with my Soul Collective and my family, I realized that we're a lot alike in a lot of ways. Like, we all are connected, but we put up different masks and we pretend and we're able to fake it for a lot of ways. And it's just important that we talk about this stuff. I mean, there's so many generations of kids, including ourselves, that have went through childhood traumas that we didn't have to go through if only people healed themselves beforehand, you know? And I really just want to give light and energy to that perspective or that perception of life. Like, it really is important that people talk about mental health. It really is important that we be better human beings. Like, why is it that an animal has better morals than a human? That's saying something about our character. If an animal that we have classified as so Neanderthal, you know, so wild, though, a wild animal knows how to show you more self-respect than you know how to show your own fellow man and woman. So make that make sense. You know what I mean? And on that note, please excuse me while we go through this commercial, while I take a poop. And while you're listening, enjoy the beautiful elevator music. And I'm back. Thank you guys so much. I know those 2 minutes were a little long, but the thing is that I got a new, not roommate, but somebody moved next door to me, and we share a wall near my bathroom. So I realized, okay, Nate, you can't be talking loud like you used to because somebody moved on the side of you, so now you gotta be more quiet. And I'm just very private. I don't like people all up in my business. And y'all know how I feel about black people and how loud and obnoxious we can be. And I don't like talking about my business. Like, don't nobody need to hear your whole fucking conversation. So I apologize for the 120 seconds of dead air. But that's why I love Spotify for podcasters, because which used to be Anchor, by the way. I just want to point that out, because in the beginning of season one, I talked about this was Anchor. So that's what happened. But I absolutely love the fact that it gives you guys background music, because that works perfect for like when I'm doing something and you guys still have something to listen to, opposed to if it was just like dead air and like nothing going on. So yeah, I really do love that little feature. But yeah, so I'm just real proud of it. So I didn't want to be like in the bathroom talking loud and everybody hear my conversation. But I am back, and let's get to it. I really think I let season one get the best of me, and I really needed to reinvent myself, because season one, I was talking about everything, okay? Story times, serious stuff, politics, the government, conspiracy theories, like, I was doing a smorgasbord, okay? And, I think I just was trying to find my voice in all of it. And I realized the biggest thing that I'm a big advocate on is self-reflection, self-awareness, relatability, vulnerability, and to a certain degree, to understand perceptions, self-absorption, but not in a negative way where I'm like not caring about other people, because I think it's the opposite for me. I think I care about too many people and not myself. Like, I'm so worried about how somebody else would feel about a decision I would make for myself that I won't make a decision if they would be upset. So I need to work on that. I do, because I'm going through that again. It's not bad, but I just, you know, I'm like, okay, now you're almost 30. You really don't want to be carrying that type of mindset. But it's like, I can't be heartless and just cut people off. You have to give me a good reason. But the thing is, once I do, I don't go back. That's the thing about me. I may give you a million chances, but you fuck me over and I finally make up my mind and I say I'm done, I'm really done. I'm not one of those people that'll break up with you, come back, break up with you, come back, break up with you, come back, break up with you, come back. Mm-mm. We break up one time, because when I say I'm done, I'm really done. I've really mentally checked out and I gave you my all. But then I'm also learning to not be that person anymore, because you give more, you give more than you take in. It's not fair, and you end up losing yourself in relationships like that. But I also don't want to be in a generation where we just so hot-headed and to walk away from everything. Because I hear that about us as a generation. And I, like, not from our parents, because, you know, they was most of our parents are hoes and just as desperate and lonely as we are, you know what I'm saying? But our grandparents, or better yet, our great-grandparents, because, again, you got some grandparents out here trying to be young and shit. But your great-grandparents, they will always tell you, stick together, work it out, because they see how quick we are to just say, oh, well, you made me mad today, so I'm done with you forever. And I feel that. It shouldn't be so hot and cold. But at the same time, if you see a red flag after red flag after red flag, it's time for you to pay attention and move on. Especially if the person is not willing to change, you know? So, I'm just really hoping that my next relationship, if I'm lucky, because my heart has been through so much shit, I don't even know if I can make a comeback this time around. But again, that's why sometimes I'm grateful for my ego being in Cancer, because we'll always be about love. We always will. Even when my mind says there's no hope, my heart will always believe. It's an unwavering thing. But I think that's positive because it keeps me balanced. Because if I didn't have that in my heart, I probably would be much more cynical. But I do hope that I am loved and valued and needed and wanted and chose all at the same time. I want the whole thing. Some people say, oh, it's not good to be wanted because eventually they won't want you anymore. It's not good to be needed because they're only using you to benefit from you. It's best to be chosen, but I want all three. I want to be needed in a relationship because that way I know I have a part in this play. I make it a positive impact with my contribution. And that is why I want to be needed by a person, because I know that I can help them with the tools that I have, solely just being myself. Like, that's good. You know, to be wanted is, that's a little bit of the ego, yeah. But, hey, we all want to be wanted in a way, because you want somebody to look at everybody. Like, you could walk outside and see everybody walking outside, all these different bodies and dicks and titties and ass and pussy and everything. But at the end of the day, you still want to come home to me. That's a want. You know what I mean? And by you wanting to do that, you're choosing to do that. You know what I mean? And your consistency. So I want to be needed, wanted, and chosen all at the same time. And I hope that I'm valued and respected. And I hope that I am able to be my true, loving Cancer self by the time I find my soulmate. I really do. I really hope that I can keep my heart open long enough and keep believing. But I think the biggest thing is just time for me. It's not so much that I know, you know, I know I'm a good person. I know I'll stay afloat as long as I do right and respect karma. But I do get weary with time, because while I'm waiting, I'm having less and less time with the person I want to spend, you know, time with when I find them. So it's like, you know, I hope that by the time I find them, I'm not all old and bitter and mentally checked out, because my last relationship kicked my butt. It really did. But it taught me a lot about life, people, and myself. And I grew up a lot. And I'm way more independent. I can do a lot more for myself now. I'm not living in fear like I did before. And I want to manifest, you know, a healed, loving, respectful person. Like, and I just hope I find it in time. But at the same time, if I don't, I'm okay with that because I really have enjoyed getting to know me. I mean, I already knew me, but it's just like, you know how when you're younger and you dislike parts of yourself, because everybody say, well, they don't like this about you and they don't like that. And over the years, I have really grown to appreciate who I've always been. And I just hope that I'm able to fulfill that void as time goes on. Like, if I don't have another person, I hope that I just love myself even more. You know, I'm really hoping that I fill that void with myself. That way I'm good either way. And I'm okay with it, you know. It's just that as human beings, no, I'm sorry. I don't care what no religion tell you. We were not meant to live alone like this. There's too many people. The earth is too big. Or the dome that we live in, because that's what it is. It's a snow globe. But anyway, we were not supposed to sit here and live alone like that. We were supposed to be connecting. We were supposed to be outside. We were supposed to be creating and flourishing and growing. And it's a lot of chaos here. So it causes people to hide and seclude themselves. And you realize you waste a lot of your life doing that. But it's better to be safe than sorry, because in a world like this, it's like, yeah, you really do put your life at risk trying to be out here in the world. And that's why I have learned, one, I've learned to love myself. Two, I've learned to make sure, even though some days are going to be difficult and I'm going to kick the air, because I say this all the time, I'll be talking good, like now, and real headstrong, and then a week later, I'm all in my feelings. But I think that's just how it always is, because we weren't meant to do this. We're just accepting the reality. But it don't mean that we don't got our eyes open looking for a possibility. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I think I'm learning to really love me without another person. I used to have a hard time doing that, but now it's like, okay. And I think it's because I've been hurt by people so much. It helped me learn how to just love myself and not just be enough. Like, even though your ego wants another person, if you don't find that, you still gotta be okay with just you. And I'm really glad that I don't look at myself so negative anymore. Like, I'm definitely hard on myself. I will say that, like, when I make mistakes. But I'm not, like, disrespecting myself. I'm not, like, I just fuss at myself. I'm just like, man, come on. But I'm very grateful that I'm not, like, I'm not bitter towards myself anymore. I'm not bitter. I don't hate my personality. I don't hate how I am. I love it. Because, let me tell you something, when the pandemic hit in 2019, it was by far one of the greatest gifts for me to be an introverted person. I heard so many people that were stir crazy because they couldn't go outside, they couldn't be going to all these parties and clubs. And that's all they fucking talked about. Clubbing. And my little ass has been in the house for 30 years almost. And I'm okay with that. You know, I am a little regretful from time to time thinking, oh, I coulda, shoulda, woulda. But then I see all this drama that be out there, all the stuff that be going on with people in clubs and parties and shootings and drugs, this, that, blah, 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 fighting. It's just all 'cause we trying to bump and grind and have a good time. Everybody got to make everything so toxic. So I'd rather have my soul collective and my family and just jam out. Like, why sit here and put my life at risk just to be around strangers, you know? But it's due to how the world is. If the world wasn't as fucked up, yeah, I'd be more social. Because I know with more possibilities, you have a higher chance rate. But I gotta protect me and protect my peace. I gotta protect my body and I gotta protect my peace. Those things are very important to me, and that's more important to me than some dick or money or materialistic shit. Like, yourself is all you really got at the end of the day. So if you don't take care of that, come on now. But yeah, I'm just gonna keep my heart open. But I am very happy to be in this place of my heart. I'm not the person I was 7 years ago. It's funny looking at that person now. I was like, man, you remember him? Lord. But yeah, I'm glad I'm ending this year on a good note. I'm ending the season on a good note because, Lord have mercy, the beginning was decent, and then it got really, really bad in the middle, and now we're coming all back around, and I'm feeling accomplished. I'm feeling at peace. And now it's just healing for the rest of my life. But it's okay, because at least I'm better than I was yesterday, you know? And I guess that's what you gotta focus on. Focus on the positive. But I don't wanna say, I don't wanna say I'm excited, but I'm at peace for the future because I can at least see from afar how it'll turn out for the most part. You know, so it's pretty smooth sailing from here. Just, you know, you're just doing your solo shit, which you already always have. You just didn't realize it. So again, that's why I always say I'm glad I'm an introvert, because I've done that mentally all my life, so now I can do it physically in a world full of disease and chaos and all the drama. So yeah, Thanksgiving is coming up, so I know everybody's gonna be excited about that. It's been a while since I talked to everybody. I swear to God, I love my babies like my doggies, but they racking me up a little pretty penny. I was doing some. Long story short, the new apartment, they've been having a hard time adjusting when it comes to their pee schedule. So they've been peeing in the house. I've been upset. and I've been popping them. And then I realized there's this thing called submissive peeing, where when they get scared, they'll just urinate. And I have been dealing with it for a minute, so I talked to my family and my soul collective, and they told me that it was because I was making them anxious, because I was getting upset because I was popping them, and because I moved and it's a new place and there's all these changes. So I didn't put all this into perspective, you know. And now I realize, oh yeah, Nate, you really growing up, because you remember when you were a kid and your parents were like wrapped up in what they were doing, and you came with a simple problem that you just couldn't understand, and they looked at you with all that frustration like, what are you talking about? You don't understand this? Like, you don't get it? I'm at that point in my age where I'm just like, what are they talking about? Like, they don't understand. Like, we just moved. What's the big deal? And they're sitting here like, Nate, we've been in one place for 5 years, and now we moved here. And even though we've been here for a little bit, it ain't been long enough for them to mentally adjust. So I've had to learn how to work on my temper and stay calm in situations and have patience, because they really pay attention to my body language. And if they felt any type of nervousness or aggression, they would urinate, and it used to just irritate me. And the last big thing, because I told y'all I spent about $150 going to the vet for Footsie, because he got sick back in like October, I think, because he ate some dumb shit when we went walking. Hold on. Ooh, out here blowing like that. Jesus Christ. Okay. But anyway. So yeah, he already racked me up the $150. Then he turned around. So fast forward to when I was popping him about peeing. We get up at 5:30 in the morning, right? That's about 2 hours before we normally go out to use the bathroom. And honestly, I kind of realized what they were talking about, because sometimes I do change the timing because I think, well, maybe this isn't working. Let me try something else. And they normally got up at 7:30, but we went out at 5:30. So because we went out at 5:30, they got nervous because I woke them up and they didn't understand what was going on. Blobbity bloobity bloop. Okay, cool. And because they started peeing, I was getting frustrated, because I literally, it wasn't while I was putting it on, it was after we were done. I had put their harness on, their leash, their shoes. We were about to go out the door. I'm unlocking the door to go outside, and they start peeing. So that's when I lost it. Because I said, no. You waited until I turned the fucking lock to open the door and you start peeing. So yeah, at 5:30 in the morning, I was popping my babies because they were peeing and pooping, and it was ridiculous. And this is the first thing. The first thing is, when we were in the kitchen and I was popping everybody, because I had the doors closed, because we were about to leave, I was about to lock up, Mickey couldn't get out. He couldn't go anywhere. So he decided that he was going to try to jump in the kitchen sink like a dumbass. And he broke the knobs off the stove. Now, I replaced those already. I spent like $25. Boom. Done. Cool. But the real kicker was Footsie. And I swear he didn't racked up a pretty little penny since we've been here. It's not even funny. I say, after all that drama, I say, you know what, I'm going back to bed. I cleaned up the piss and shit. I took their leashes off. I go back to bed, right? We get back up at around like 9:30. I said, okay, it's daytime. Maybe this will give them more of a peace of mind because it's morning. Blobbity bloobity bloop. Okay. Not that it wasn't morning time or daytime at 5:30, but whatever. I say, you know what? I'm going to do it even better. I'm going to sit down and put your leashes on, and I'm going to do it while I'm in the bathroom. So, as I'm about to go poop, I grab their leashes and their collar. I put their leashes on the floor, and as I'm using the bathroom, I have the dogs come in there. They always want to sit next to me while I'm on the toilet anyway. You know how dogs are. So, I'm like, okay, cool. No problem. You already sitting here. We rubbing each other, giving me kisses. Cool. He not anxious. Great. I get done pooping, wipe my ass, wash my ass, get up, flush the toilet. I say, okay, let's put your leashes on. I say, why don't we just do it in the bathroom? I can sit right here. You're not going anywhere. I just rubbed you and felt the vibe. You don't seem tense. We're good. I put his leash on. I put his harness on. I'm sorry. I'm trying to put his leash on. He starts wiggling. This motherfucker slips out of my hand, jumps onto the sink, because we're not that far from it, because I'm sitting on the toilet. And then as he jumps on the sink, it falls and cracks and breaks. So I had to get a new sink for this apartment, and it was $318. So on top of the $150 for him getting sick, then the $318 for the sink, then the $25 that Mickey broke off the stove, and then I bought both of them beds, shoes, food, dog treats, toys, and then I'm also changing their diet to where they're eating raw vegetables and fruits mixed with oils, peanut butter, and turmeric. So that's going to cost me a little bit more. And then I'm trying to make sure they have alkaline water, and I'm trying to purify the water with those little Xeon rocks. Which is actually aquarium rocks, but not all of them at a specific kind. But yeah, like, I have spent roughly about $700 to $800 on these dogs. So yeah, he done racked me up quite a bit of penny in a short little time. But with all that to be said, it was to be said because my friends put that into perspective when I was like hysterical and I was freaking out. And they said, well, Nate, these are new changes, so they anxious, they nervous. And I said, yeah, but not for $318. But I had to understand, like, there are certain animals like iguanas. If you... Oh, is that an iguana or a chameleon? No. Not iguanas. Chameleons, I'm sorry. Chameleons are... Or is it a koala? No, a koala is a monkey. It's a... shit, I was just on to something. But anyway, this animal specifically, if you take it out of its environment, it'll literally pass away. Like, if it's too much of a traumatic environment change, super quickly, it'll pass away. I think that's either a chameleon or an iguana, one of the two. So it put it in perspective of just animal ecosystem and habitats and habits and things of that nature. We have to give ourselves grace with these animals because it's equivalent to if we put a dog in the jungle. Or a wolf in the jungle, I should say. Wolves aren't in the jungle. They're in the forest. You know, they're in the mountains. That's where wolves live. That's a different ecosystem, playing field, you know what I mean? That's why you don't see dogs in the ocean, because, bitch, they can't swim. That's a different form of life down there. Sorry about that. But I was about to say I got distracted. But yeah, I just realized that I have to give myself grace with these dogs. Like, they're babies, so I can't overdo it with. I gotta remember that they babies, so I can't be like, oh, you don't understand. Like, yeah, they don't understand. That's why they're making these little mistakes and doing these little things. So that really put everything into perspective. I'm getting older, and boy, has life perception changed. Because it really is like that when you're younger, ain't it? You really think you're going to be doing this and that and this and that. And then life be like, yeah, you thought. Let me show you the reality. But even though those little boogers get on my nerves, I still can't see my life without them because they're a big part of my growth and my change. So he just expensive, like Jesus. But luckily, girl, I be doing what I gotta do out here and take care of my biz. That's one thing about me. I might not have a social life. I might not have a lot of family or friends, but I know how to take care of myself. So I'm always grateful for that. I really am. But enough about me and the drama. I hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving. Here is to wrapping up season 2 of Late with Nate. Oh, man. I honestly didn't think I'd make it this far. Between my autism and my ADHD and my depression, it's very hard for me to stay consistent when it comes to what I love. What I have to do, yeah, of course, because that's life. But when it comes to stuff I love, like my music, my podcast, my book, I tend to slack. So I am very proud of myself. This season was a lot shorter, of course, but I really just wanted to be realistic with my episodes. I think I got overexcited with season 1. And then I made this false expectation And it's like, do you really have 30 episodes to really talk about every year? When you're not, I could see if I was giving you guys like 20 minutes, then okay. If you're giving me like 10, 15, 20 minute episodes, you could do a little bit more than 12, you know what I'm saying? 12 a year. But I'm literally giving you guys 60 minutes. So I had to think about it like, you really got a day's worth of shit to talk about a year? And ultimately, no, I could wrap up a month's worth of shit within an hour, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I like the monthly a lot better. And then I'm also not, you know, I'm not backtracking on things. I'm staying consistent and relevant. I'm staying with the times. Because sometimes when you have a bunch of episodes, you'll backtrack or talk about something you already talked about. Because you got episodes on top of each other. So, I really, I'm really hoping that you guys enjoy the shorter version. I know it's not as much, but I really didn't want to be too cliche. I realized I did that a little bit in season one, where I was talking about celebrity gossip and politics, and that's really what everybody else talked about. Like, and I was trying to really put myself out there. And honestly, I was just trying to put different content out there. And I'm gonna tell you, you know, when you guys really look at my shit, when I sit and I smoke and I talk about my high chronicles, when I'm talking about life and serious shit, when I'm talking about me, like y'all liked when I talked about current events and things like that and celebrity gossip, but it was like, okay, I heard this on somebody else's podcast. But when I really got personal and vulnerable, that's when I had the most views. I've noticed that over the years. So that's why this season was a little bit less kitschy and more serious. Like this season was very serious. It started off really decent, and then it got really shitty in the middle. And then I'm very glad that I'm able to end on a positive note. Like, I'm still going through it mentally. You know, I think we all carry residue of trauma and past pain. But I am definitely not in the headspace that I was in when I first moved in here. So, I'm very happy about that. I want to say thank you to all my fans and followers. I thank y'all for rocking with me. We made it to the end of season two, and y'all know the deal. December 20th is when I start each season, because that's when I started season one. So I at least gotta be consistent with that, you know. But I just want to say thank you to everybody. It's really been a whirlwind. I've tried so many different avenues and projects. And I've been so hard on myself about not accomplishing everything in a certain amount of time. But one thing that I must say I've been consistent with is my podcast. Even during my deepest times, I was able to still pull out these episodes. Don't know how the fuck I did it, but I did. And who knows, maybe I'll throw more episodes in there on certain seasons. But on average, yeah, we're going to keep it about 12. Because I gotta pace myself. But I am very grateful that I've stayed consistent. You know, I have a beautiful soul sister who is also a Cancerian like myself, and she and I are a lot similar when it comes to our passions and projects. You know I don't got a lot of followers. I got maybe about 20-30 people that listen to me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't that big yet. Emphasis on the yet. But I stay consistent and slowly watch my podcast organically grow. Like, I don't know. I don't always push it out. I think I always do see the beginning of the season and the end of the season. But I'm not always pushing out every episode. You know, I'll promote it. But it's not like, ooh, look at it, look at it, look at it. Like, when I did season one, oh my God, I was making promos. I was doing trailers. I had, you know, don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment, all that type of shit. I was on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook, and I was just really marketing myself, right? And then I said, baby, you gotta let your shit naturally grow. And when I tell you, when I stopped pushing it, I naturally just got more and more people to come in. So I will always leave links of it in my bio on my Instagram. If you scroll all the way down to my podcast, my TikToks, you will see where I posted my podcast and stuff like that if you go on my Facebook. But I'm not, you better ask it. You better tell somebody about me. That's how this should go. Like, I want to naturally bring people to me. I don't want to be pulling everybody in with my claws, because not everybody wants you. You know what I mean? And that's okay. And me and my soul sister are very similar, because, you know, she decided to stay with TikTok. You know, I gave up on it because of the algorithm, and it just wasn't for me. You know what I mean? But she goes through the same thing I go through. Like, she's only got 2 to 3 handful of people that come in at a time, but she is still just as energetic and happy, and it's the consistency that she does. You know, so I've really learned to be grateful and humble at the same time. Like, even if it is just 20 to 30 of y'all listening to me every month, that's okay. I'm okay with that, because I am reaching more people than I would face to face. So I know my voice is powerful. I know my words are strong, because I'm able to literally, the algorithm on Spotify for podcasters is showing me I'm reaching all over the world. So I know I'm a powerful soul, and I'm very proud of myself for staying consistent with this podcast, because there have been a lot of trials and errors and a lot of aspects of my life. And y'all know I was trying to get my music off the ground. Y'all know I was trying to be on TikTok and be a content creator. I was trying to be on OnlyFans and be a slut. I was trying to write this book. And then I'm trying to do this podcast, right? And honestly, the main thing that stuck was my podcast. Everything else kind of fell off, and I'm okay with that. I'm not gonna stress over it, because I get what I get, and I make what I make, and I do what I do. But as long as I stay consistent with something, I know that's going to have a positive impact. And I get more and more excited with each season, because to think that I was just sitting and a room that I don't live in anymore, and a space that I am no longer a part of. And I sat there and I said, you know what? I'm gonna do this podcast. I've been wanting to do it. And damn it, I'm gonna put my mind to it. And I did. And I'm really proud of myself for that, because depression is hard. It is not easy. So to overcome that shit and still persevere, still get up every day and be a decent person, handle your business, be responsible, that's a strength. Because there's so many people out here that go through hardships and they get cold and bitter and they just hurt people. You know, hurt people, hurt people. So I thank y'all for rocking with me and being a part of this wonderful, wonderful time capsule that is me. I really appreciate y'all that stayed on and stayed consistent. Thank you to all the new followers, and I'm just excited for the future, because I at least know, above everything, I am going to stay consistent with this podcast, and it's organically growing. Like, I'm not having to push it like I did before. Like, I didn't even push season 2 a lot, and I gained double the amount of followers that I had last year, this year. So, and I did less work with marketing. So I'm very happy and grateful for y'all, you know, talking about me and getting the word around, because mental health and everyday struggles of being human, it's important that we talk about these things and regulate ourselves to the best possibilities, because to gaslight each other and pretend like, you know, it doesn't exist, it's just hurting the future generations to come. So somebody gotta talk about it. Somebody gotta say something. Somebody gotta speak up. And I don't really have much of a look at me personality, but I definitely have a voice, you know. And I'm very grateful that I'm able to do it here with you guys, and it's just nice to want to be heard, you know what I mean? That's what I'm really getting at with the whole new followers and OGs, like, especially the OGs, like, y'all stayed from season 1, like, I really fuck with y'all, I really appreciate y'all, because this podcast, it really means a lot to me. And it's just one more way that I can heal my heart and tell myself that I love me. And I always will, you know. Every time I get up here and I make a new episode, I'm healing one more part of myself that was broken, you know. And then I'm also able to connect with people and have a voice and relatability and vulnerability, and we can laugh, we can cry, we can be mad, we can be sad, we can be happy. You know, it's everything. And I'm just really happy that I'm able to have this safe space and connect with y'all, because that's a part of me, you know? But I am excited for season 3. It's very cool that I get to say season three. Like, it has been 3 seasons. 3 seasons. 2 years per se, but 3 seasons. Because technically the end of season one was only 1 year, so this is 2 years, but it is a beautiful thing to say 2 years down, you know, a million more to go. But yeah, so as always, thank you guys so much. I will be starting season three on December 20th, so I kind of want to keep the evenness of the seasons, because I see where I see I'm gonna do on average a season every once a month, so I kind of want to keep each season apart from each other about a month apart as well, so it gives you guys that. What to expect this month? Is it a new season or is there a new episode? And you'll know based off the last episode or what I said, or based off how the next episode starts. 'Cause you know I try new things each season. So I might think of some new ideas, but then again, I'm also trying not to try so hard, because when you try so hard to be a certain way, you come off unauthentic. So I really just want to get on here and untense my shoulders, let my hair down, and just talk with y'all. You know, I don't want to try to be too much of what I think I need to be. Which was another reason why I went from 30 to 12 episodes, you know. So, yeah. But we are coming up on the last 2 minutes, and I know that when I get to the last 2 minutes, I always overtalk and I forget to do my signature closeout. So I'm gonna acknowledge it now so that I'm not at a disadvantage later. But I love you guys so very fucking much. Thank you to all my listeners. We greatly appreciate it. And I look forward to rocking with y'all in the future and talking about more stuff, and hopefully my life won't be so Eeyore-like in the future. But it won't, because I'm in a better headspace and I feel better, you know, because I can breathe now. It's just, we got, okay, back to the drawing board. We gotta start again. And that's where it is. It's like, get back on your feet type shit. It's like, ugh. But I am definitely getting back on my feet and gonna be getting my groove back like Stella. I got daily routines and exercising and work and my babies and my home and my peace. So I'm happy for the most part. And as always, I want to close out season two, episode 42 of Late with Nate. Thank you guys so much for rocking with me, and I look forward to season three with you all of Late with Nate. Peace, love, light, and don't you ever fucking forget you're the best.com. Good night.